If you want to piss me off, just tell me I can't do something, I say. Gil throws up his hands in frustration. I'm not telling you you can't go into town. I'm simply advising you not to. My best friend beseeches me with his gaze. I care about you and don't want to see you hurt. The word again is left unsaid. It floats in the air like a foul stench. I wrinkle my nose as memories of my last encounter surface in my mind. The villagers changed tactics that time, opting to use stones instead of throwing old fruit at me. The scar on my cheek is a constant reminder of their prejudice and my fey heritage. Well, that along with my slightly pointed ears, superior strength, and heightened senses. As if I could forget I'm a half-blood. A fey-ling. You're right. I just keep thinking that if I show up over and over, it'll force them to deal with their narrow-minded attitudes.
I think you overestimate the villagers' willingness to change.
I lift my chin. And I think you underestimate my tenacity.
No, I don't. I've never doubted the fight in you. Only your ability to win.
My eyes narrow. Is that a challenge?
Sometimes it's not about winning or losing. It's about being strategic and living to fight another day.
Only losers say that.
Is that all you've got, Sabine?
Don't make me embarrass you.
I'd like to see you try.
Challenge accepted. Make sure to hold on to your big stick.
Was that a euphemism?
I swing my staff in a wide arc, forcing Gil to raise his weapon to avoid being struck. The clashing of wood is satisfying, as is my friend's bewilderment.